Yesterday on the show, I told you a story about a government oversight group, the Project on Government Oversight, that had issued a report about some of these private contractors who are serving in the place of U.S. military in guarding our embassies and our State Department employees and other high-ranking officials who are in Iraq and Afghanistan. These are guys who are paid way more than your average American soldier and apparently don't have to play by the same rules, particularly when it comes to partying and acting like bad boy frat boys. Adam Zagorin, who's a senior investigator for the Project on Government Oversight, joins me this morning for an update. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
What do we know since you guys put the report out a couple of days ago? What have the people at State Department said, and are they making changes?
At the moment, I think the State Department is continuing to look into the matter. They've sent some people over there to look into it. The ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan has held a town meeting for the people at the embassy to talk about it. I wasn't there, so I don't know what he said. The State Department says they're taking this very seriously and so forth. But they're also saying that there was no compromise in security to the embassy, and I think that that is an unfortunate position for them to take, given the evidence to the contrary. You've basically got guards, apart from the partying, which is itself, I can explain why, a security risk. The guard force was extremely sleep-deprived, according to a memo written by one of the top guard force commanders. And so, because they were working 14-hour days on a very regular basis, and according to the guard commander, that, was rendering, making them less effective. The turnover among the guards was 90 or 100% annually. They had a great deal of trouble communicating with other guards who work there who don't speak English. And so you have a pattern of problems with this guard force. Now, this is not just any guard force, because the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan has come under attack several times in the month of August, and it's the most important military theater of the United States, Afghanistan, and so our diplomatic mission there, which has probably close to 1,000 or maybe somewhat more, diplomats and staff and other people, is it's a very important facility, and it's also a prime target.
Talking with Adam Zagorin from the Project on Government Oversight about the private contractors from a group called Armor Group North America, who are supposed to be guarding the U.S. Embassy, and now we have a report this morning, Adam, that the embassy has assigned security personnel to oversee the rogue guards. In other words, we now have guards guarding the guards.
I would like to say that's a good thing, but I mean, you really don't know here what's going on. It sounds almost unbelievable why you would need guards to guard guards. Maybe they need to have some U.S. military people in charge or whatever. There needs to be another solution, because as a lot of people are aware, these problems with guard forces, not only Armor Group North America, but Blackwater and others, have been going on now for several years, and they just don't seem to, it doesn't seem to stop. And, it's our tax dollars at work that pay for hiring these guards. So, in fairness to the guard companies, the guards have lost their lives protecting, American diplomats and on other missions over there. So, the guards themselves are not all bad. It's just that, you expect a certain standard when these contracts are carried out, and in many cases, it appears those standards are not met.
You've got a report on the Project on Government Oversight website this morning that says that a whistleblower who came forward with information to expose the guard scandal has now been forced out.
Yes. He resigned, but it appears that his it's one of those situations apparently where they say, you know, if you don't resign, we'll fire you or something.
Yeah.
Because they objected. The company that he worked for, by the way, the company he worked for was not Armor Group North America. This was an employee of a food service company at the guard base there.
Mm-hmm.
And he had made or he had facilitated making this person who was had to resign negative reports about Armor Group. And his food service company found out about it, and they, you know, urged him, you know, they wanted him to resign. That's a formula that's sometimes called as constructive dismissal, which means that, you know, you might be doing it yourself, but you're being pushed more than you're voluntarily walking out the door. And so, you know, that, there's another example of, you know, despite the fact that everybody knows what's going on now because this matter is public, you know, the bad things have not stopped happening.
Now, tell me a little bit about our own Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill and her subcommittee on contracting oversight. She's the chairwoman of that committee. Is the government getting anything in here, I mean, to actually oversee what they're supposed to be overseeing?
Well, Senator McCaskill held an important hearing on this matter in June. The reason it was important was that, you know, at her hearing, there were a lot of problems with this contract that were, you know, discussed and put on the record. The only problem was that, at that hearing, the a senior executive of the guard company appeared and, you know, testified under oath that, well, yes, there'd been certain problems, but they were all addressed. And then a senior person from the State Department who oversees contracts also appeared at the hearing and basically accepted those assurances, you know, that, yes, you know, the problems are being addressed, we can move forward, and everything is fine. But Senator McCaskill's hearing was very important because now that we know that everything wasn't fine, we have that, the record that she helped create that we can go back to, and we can compare what they said then and what we now know is the case, and they're not the same thing.
Adam Zagorin, Senior Investigator for the Project on Government Oversight. Thanks for the update this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you.